You are listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. The campaign ads are coming to TV and radio and YouTube and your voice mailbox. Most of them will blend into others, and many of them will involve hardcore attacks on opponents with deep, scary voices and words and phrases that may or may not be truthful. So what about using humor in ads? It'll make voters laugh and put them at ease. Where are those? Where are those warm ads? Could we be seeing and hearing more of them? To talk about that, we turn to our old friend Brian Nissen, humorist and campaign ad creator. Brian, you've brought a few examples along with you. What stands out to you about ads like that? Are there a couple you can tell us about?
There's two main great values in humorous ads. And the first one is that they humanize people. They make you feel like that's a guy I want to have a beer with, or in the case of Mitt Romney, you know, knock back a mineral water.
And I'm there with you, Mitt.
And I think the other thing is that they're just different, and they have the opportunity to go viral. And this is definitely the case with the Jody Ernst commercial that she ran. She was running from Tom Harkin's seat in Iowa. She had very low name recognition and not very much money, and she really wasn't on the radar very much, but this commercial changed things for her.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
Joni Ernst, mother.
I'm Joni Ernst, and I approve this message because Washington's full of big spenders. Let's make them squeal.
It's not very often that the word castration comes up in a political ad. I'm sure others have been tempted to use it at times, but that's the first time it came up. But this changed things. Jimmy Fallon picked it up. It was on Colbert. They did their parodies on it. Suddenly she was on the map. People felt like they knew her. Humor has the ability to do that. But it's also kind of a little bit like the very tip of the investment pyramid. It's the diamonds and gems, you know. You don't want to put everything there, because if you fail, you fail bad. But the benefits are obviously there.
You know, what strikes me, though, as well, is you have when we always the things have changed where we have to hear at the very end, you know, I'm so-and-so and I approve this message. Mm-hmm. And it almost feels like that's the only place you actually hear a candidate's voice after, again, the dark, scary voice. That seems like a bad direction as well. You know, ideally, I think you're talking about having multiple ads, one that's really warm and fuzzy and maybe others that aren't quite so much.
Yeah, exactly. You want to have a mixed portfolio. You want to diversify. You couldn't do funny all the time. But you've got to – I think they're all in search of the holy grail is going viral. You have to have something that cuts through. Interestingly enough, Ted Cruz is probably the one – you wouldn't see him as Mr. Funny. Mm-hmm. But he is the one who has had the ads that have been the most – had the most potential for going viral. They've been different. They've been humorous. They've been – you know, and then he's had his – the other part of his portfolio is much less impressive. But he's done a good job.
And let's hear a couple more. We're bringing family members in.
Yeah. Allison Lundgren Grimes, who –
not that easy to say. Yeah. Which is part of the ad.
Which is part of the ad, exactly. And running against someone who had extremely high name recognition, Mitch McConnell. Mm-hmm. So she knew that was part of the thing. And so she got her two grandmothers together to help her with this ad. And the idea is they're both sitting there at computers right next to her writing her campaign ad.
This is our granddaughter, Allison Lundgren Grimes.
It's a long name.
She's running for Secretary of State, and we're writing her TV ads.
Sorry.
She thinks businesses should have one website to get all the permits and licenses.
I got that idea from you and Grandpa in your clothing store.
Her Kentucky First program will help local businesses learn how to get state contracts.
So we keep the jobs here.
State government should either help create jobs or get out of the way.
What rhymes with Allison Lundgren Grimes?
Oh, such a long name.
And there's a second ad, which I'm not sure we're going to have time to hear, but it's the same sort of thing. I mean, it's
well, she followed one of these grandmothers died, and she followed it up with this great thing that was very touching, but then turned at the end back to this funny first ad that they did. It was great. I thought it was very, very effective. She lost, but did well with that commercial.
Now, Brian, you have a close friend / alter ego who's generated some controversy among some others have embraced his tongue-in-cheek method. His name is Dwayne. Remind us who Dwayne is.
Yeah, Dwayne is kind of he's the leader of the mullet party. And
they're based where?
Right here in Arizona, Apache Junction.
Apache Junction.
Yeah, exactly. That's where the headquarters is. And he ran recently for Secretary of Freedom. This was funded by a 501c4, a group that wanted to get the message out there that we've got a lot of candidates that are making outrageous claims that they can never fulfill. And so we ran this Dwayne for Secretary of Freedom.
Hi, I'm Dwayne from Mullets Over America. The Mullet Party recently had its annual barbecue slash convention slash gun show at our state headquarters in Apache Junction. And there it was decided that I, Dwayne, would be a write-in candidate for the write-in job of Secretary of Freedom.
It's amazing we don't have a Secretary of Freedom yet at this point.
I still don't get it. Think about what he could do. That's everything. That's the whole ballgame.
And, Brad, just because of time limitations, there was one ad that Dwayne was in which went viral. You're talking about going viral. Yeah. Donald Trump-based ad sort of Making America Great Again. Recap that one for us.
Yeah, Make America Great Again. Took his song, and on a serious note, I mean, what it was trying to do was trying just to educate the public and say, here's what this guy is saying, you know? It was seriously just an aggregation of everything that he had said. But what was hilarious is, I mean, Dwayne is sitting there contemplating a corn dog at the beginning, you know, and talking about how America's just going through these hard troubles, but Trump is going to make America great again. People could not figure this thing out, whether it was a parody or not. Now, to me, it was just unbelievable that they couldn't, but that just kind of showed you how Trump had kind of expanded the landscape where, you know, the borders between parody and reality are just not there anymore.
Humorist Brian Nissen, he makes campaign ads. He's also well known for the Citrus Valley Playhouse. Yep. Brian, great to see you. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Steve.